Haywire.
Stories of life in regional Australia.
Katie, Mundubbera, Queensland, Waka Waka country.
I look up. The opposition's ready for kickoff. The last of my teammates jog back into position. I grind my teeth on my mouth guard. The crowd roars. My heart pounds. This is it. This is what all the training has been for. The ref blows his whistle. I've been training for this moment long before I ever picked up a rugby ball. A cattle farm in Mundubbera has been in the family for four generations, founded by my great-granddad. As kids, my brother and I would get off the school bus and into Dad's ute. If it was dry, there'd be a bag of grain on the back and we'd bucket it out to the cattle. We were never bored. There was always something to do. I found going to boarding school in Rockhampton hard. I didn't know anyone and I was away from family. I signed up for every sport that sounded interesting. Water polo, rugby sevens, league, AFL, volleyball, basketball and futsal. I didn't know the rules of rugby, but I gave it a go. After a few weeks, I knew I loved it. During a local rugby sevens comp, I was invited to play rep rugby union 15s for Rockhampton. I was nervous, as sevens and 15s are completely different games, but Miss Doherty believed in me and encouraged me to have a go. I started showing up to training sessions and next thing I knew, I was in Emerald trying out for the CQ Bushrangers. I didn't make the team, but I made shadows and trained hard to keep up with the girls who'd played for years. My hard work paid off when I made the starting 15. This past June, I played in the Queensland Country Championships. I had a lot of first experiences, made new friends and learned some valuable things. When I'm stuck on a chemistry problem, I think hour-long line-out practice is worse than this. I'll be fine. Coach once said, you can run laps all day, but fitness comes down to your mental state and how far you're willing to push. That's something I learned on the farm. You don't get a choice. If you're fencing all day, you finish the fence. Getting tackled hurts, but falling off a horse, that hurts more. I'm not sure where rugby will take me. I'm at a point where I can go all in or I can just play for fun. It's a decision I still need to tackle.
abc.net.au/haywire